Bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Today is the 16th of June and my name is Amber from the UK and I just felt very inspired to share today. I'm so very thankful to God for this life and for this truth and for really just walking by that spirit that He's given us, trusting Him in every aspect of life. And He just does amazing things. Like, God is amazing. He's our dad, He's our creator. And with Him, all things are possible. And He wants us to really enjoy life and to have the best experiences in life and really seek first Him and His kingdom so that He can add everything we need to us. And so today, I've had a wonderful day. I went and had some great time with Becky, who is on our fellowship. We had some great fellowship together and just speaking about the things that God is doing and the testimonies and different things. And as we were communicating and speaking, as I was driving home, God was just filling my heart and mind with so much wisdom, so much grace, so much love, so much understanding. And I'm just so, so very thankful. So because of this, I just felt inspired to share and to release all that was in my heart. And first of all, I want to thank God for what He's doing within my family. I'm me and Danny. We have been away for 2 weeks. We went to America, and when we returned, I was very excited and very encouraged with seeing different people in my family, seeing how God is moving in their life, seeing the peace that they have, especially like within my mom, my nieces and my nephews. And it's just really great. It's just really great that sometimes when we pull back, sometimes when we just take a step back, that God can really then move. And I've noticed this a lot within my family and also within the fellowship that we have here that God has inspired us to do with the people that we're working with and encouraging. And it's just really great. So yeah, all glory to God. And one of the things that I will share is my nephew. He has his son full time, and in the UK, it's a big thing to want to be able to purchase your own home. Like, you need quite a significant down payment and many, many things. But there are housing that are for people who's on a lower income and who have children and things like that. The government will help with certain housing, but you have to meet a criteria, and the criteria has become very, very rigid. It's become very tight. It's not as easy as it was maybe 5-6 years ago to get a property. The expectations are very high. Well, my nephew, over the last 6 to 8 months, has been coming, and as he's been coming, God has just been giving perfect words to him for his life, direction, vision, comfort, hope. And every time he would come and he would speak to me or Danny, God just always had perfect words. It was just so easy to give him instruction, to encourage him. The words would just flow out. And really, the thing that has encouraged me greatly is that my nephew, Mitchell, he really did receive each word that was spoken to him gladly. We got to encourage him about who God is, how to receive the Holy Spirit, you know, confessing and believing Romans 10:9-10, the power and the importance of speaking in tongues, honoring God. Like, we've gone through many things that God has inspired in our heart to encourage him, to inspire him. And he's now born again, and he really is trusting God. He's had many situations that have come that have been quite hard for him to handle. But now that he knows that God is his dad, he's had a lot more confidence being able to go to God and gain peace and clarity and understanding and wisdom from God, which he never had before. And it's great, because when somebody's hungry and somebody's thirsting, then God will feed them. You know, God will bring the words directly from his mouth into somebody's heart that will set them free, deliver them, and bring great vision into their life. And so, through the words that God has given, Mitchell has great vision, he has great desire, and he's had to go through some hurdles, but thank God, God has brought him through each and every one of them. And then when we were away, there was a situation that occurred in regards to his housing, in regards to his son. It was a big mix-up of things. But again, when Mitchell rang me, he was just like, I give it to God, I trust God. It's a bit frustrating, but what can I do about it? And this greatly encouraged me, because in life, there's not much we can do. When God puts stuff in our heart to do, he will give us the practical application on how to achieve that. Like, God's not just going to say something and then leave us hanging. He's going to really take us through every situation perfectly. And God is able to direct, and he's able to really, really give what we need from him, right? So anyway, this situation with his housing, he'd left it in God's hands. We were away. And then when we just before we were coming home, my nephew had a phone call to say that he'd been offered this property. The property is actually not far from my house, so he will be living right next to me. It means he'll have his own home for his son. And he can really see that God has the hand on his life. He can really see. He can really see that trusting God is the only option. He can see that when he really put all his love and his time and his mind and his concerns into God's hands, that God was able to give perfect peace and clarity, and God was able to navigate him through situations that he really had a lack of understanding in. So again, it was just a great open door to be able to encourage him. Like, God is your dad now. Like, God is able to do anything for you, you know, according to your faith and according to your confession. Again, we were speaking a lot and have been speaking a lot, especially with my family, so my mom, my nieces, my nephews, my sisters, in regards to the power of our tongue. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and what we speak, we will bring to pass. We will manifest. And people don't really understand the power of their words, especially when they're born again. Our words are spirit and life. Our words are coming straight from the Father of lights. Like, we are on the right hand side of God, and our words have more power now than they ever had before. But also, people who are not born again, their words have just as much effect in their life, negative or positive. They just don't understand the spiritual process behind words and the power of words, and that words are seeds, and that when we plant a seed, it's going to grow. So what are we growing? Are we growing a beautiful garden full of fruit and vegetables, full of blessings and hope? Or are we growing a garden that's full of discomfort, unhappiness, all of these things, you know? So again, really encouraging people that our words are very powerful, and that when we speak words of life, life will come to you. Life will continue to manifest. Good and great things will come, and it will be effortless. Like, everything from God is effortless. There is no effort from our part when it comes to the things of God. We just have to trust God. We just have to position our mind to believe God, and to believe his logic, and to believe what he is saying, and not draw from our own understanding, or draw from our own experiences, or draw from the people that we may be around us. So this has really encouraged me to come home and see what God is doing in all of my family. Equally, my mom is understanding a little bit more about God, understanding a little bit more about life. She just turned 68, so she's had 60 years of many things, but thanks be to God that her heart and mind is changing, so that she can continue to progress and grow and have that relationship with God that God so desires, and that now she so desires. So this is really, really great. And so another thing that has really encouraged me, which was this weekend, I was having a conversation with somebody, and a part of the conversation, the person said to me, Do I not deserve to be happy? Does God not want me happy? And now the whole conversation was about many different things. I don't need to elaborate on the conversation. But how God can use one conversation and really change your heart, your mind, your perspective. So that word, you know, does God not want me to be happy? I pondered on that for a few days. Like, it really hit my heart. And I went to God and I was saying, God, like, you do desire your people to be happy, you do desire people to be joyful and to live a great life, but this situation, like, how would you deal in this situation? Like, I want your spiritual understanding in regards to this, in regards to what happiness looks like, what that means. And so, and obviously for me, I feel like I know what that means, but I really desired God's revelation, because at times our own five senses can come in, and what we feel and think, and what may fit, but actually that's probably not God's logic. It's not his wisdom, it's not who he is pushing behind it. It's our own thoughts, experiences, feelings, and what we may think is right or wrong. So again, this word hit me, and I really took it to God in my thoughts and in my mind. I just said to God, you know, like, help me with this. Help me. What does this mean? What does this look like? And I got so blessed, guys. I got so encouraged, because God really gave me great wisdom. And God desires all of us to be happy. He really wants us to be happy and fulfilled. He doesn't want us sad. He don't want us thinking that we're living a horrible life, or we're subject to abuse, or anger, fear, financial troubles, or all of these things, you know. He doesn't want that. But when we're presented with those things, then what do we do? And God just showed me perfectly. We seek our happiness from him. We get our happiness from God. And what does that look like? And it brought me back straight to Matthew 6:33, that if you seek first God and his righteousness, everything will be added to you. And that is more so within our heart and our mind, our feelings, our emotions. Because when we seek first God, when our eye is on God, when our hearts are turned towards God, and we're gaining his blessings, his happiness, we're seeing our identity and who God's created us to be, we're seeing our relationships or our circumstances or our job places as a place where God has planted us, a place where God wants us to grow, and that everything around us can grow. And when we then put our eye on God, when we put eyes on God's plan and his way, then he will make us happy. He will make us joyful. Even if the situation and circumstances around us, or people around us, are looking at the situation and circumstances and saying, well, that's bad, that's not good, that's not nice, how are you dealing with that? Or don't you think you should do something about that? But a person who's with God, a person who knows God is their dad, they will cleave their wisdom, their hope, their joy, their peace, their satisfaction, their heart, their love. Everything will be drawn from God. Everything will be from God, because we will have on that mind of Christ, and we will be walking and living our life fully unto God, so that our happiness and everything is coming from him, rather than external resources. So like our partners or our jobs or our family or our friends or our homes or materialistic things. Because the truth is, God wants us to be at peace and have all those things. He wants us to be really abundant and have a surplus in all of those things. He don't want us to lack any good thing. But when our eye and our perspective is on the negatives or on the circumstances or on the situation, then how are we focusing on God? How are we focusing on who Christ is? How are we focusing on who God's called us to be? And it's only, we'll get that true peace and clarity when our focus is fully on God. Like, we don't have to have feelings like the rest of the world. Those feelings are there, those emotions are there. But again, all it takes is just one turn, one thought, to just turn our hearts and minds back to God and say, God, you make me happy. You fulfill me this day. You encourage me this day. You know, you've ordered my feet, and I trust in you and your plan. And even though what I'm seeing right now isn't how I want things to be, or I don't feel great in this situation, I know you're with me. I know you're for me. I know you're directing me. I know I'm never alone, and my love and my purpose and my value comes from you. And I want to impart that to others. So I today decide to be the light you want me to be. I today decide to be Amber Christ, or whoever Christ you are. You know, I decide to really draw my energy and my light and my love from you, so that then I can really release that to others as and when you need me to. Like, God really just wants you to have such a cool, open, honest, blessed relationship with him. He really doesn't want you trying to figure things out in your own strength. He's given you his spirit for a reason, and that spirit gives you direct access and connection to God. Like, you really are not alone in this world. You really are not. You know, you have God, Jehovah, who is with you and for you. We just have to really keep our heart and minds positioned on him and know who we are and know the purpose that is within us. And so it's really great how God shows us great things. And, you know, people can tell us wonderful things all the time. We can hear great words from God all the time through teachings and things like that. But when God gives you that direct revelation in your heart, it's really something special. Like, it's really something quite unique. I felt so blessed because the situation and the word, the conversation I was having, you know, my thoughts and my process was a little bit carnal. I was thinking, well, you do deserve, and da da da, like in my own heart. But then God completely turned it around. God completely gave me his logic and his wisdom and his understanding on it. And even though I knew all of those things, and I even speak those things to many people as God inspires, it was for me. It was for me. Like, God gave me clarity and hope in that situation. So yeah, I thank God for that. And I just again want to finish with, you guys know that me and Danny, and those that don't, me and Danny have our nieces and nephews for half of the week. We have them on a Wednesday and they go home on a Sunday. And I thank God for their lives and for having them in our lives, and for being able to bring them up with my sister and to give them the right doctrine, the right teaching, the right answers in regards to God, teaching them little things. But a conversation came up with my little six-year-old niece Jada the other day, and it was about God and about the Lord Jesus Christ and, you know, how we speak to them. Because obviously when we're in the car or we're having dinner, we'll pray, and sometimes it is like, maybe it seems a little bit formal, but I was trying, or God was working in me, to teach Jada the importance of just having a normal conversation with God. You know, just like you speak to me, Jada, you say, hi Amber, have you had a good day? Or however, whatever it is, good morning Amber, you would get up and you would speak these things to me. And I said, just in the same way, you speak these things to God. So when you wake up, hey God, it's me, Jada, I know you know that, but I'm awake and I want to thank you for my day and thank you for everything you have for me this day, or whatever. I was trying to express and explain to the children that it doesn't have to always be so formal. Like, it's a personal relationship with your heavenly Father, your dad. Just as you speak to me and Danny, or your own mum and dad, you can go to God and you can speak to him and expect from him and desire from him much more greater than you do from me, Danny, mom and dad. And so again, it was a great conversation, to be able to highlight that personal relationship that we can have with God. That when we just put our heart and mind towards God and just walk with him every day, it doesn't matter if you're 6 or 66, if you've put your full trust and commitment and confidence in God, he will lead and direct you. He will always make a way to escape. He will always abound you with great hope, and he will always send great blessings your way. The windows of heaven will be opened upon you. You know, you will never dry up in any season. You will always remain green and fresh and vibrant, happy, joyful, being an inspiration to others. You know, so really my sharing today, or what God has brought out of me today, is just keep trusting God. Keep your eyes single on him. Those who have their eyes stayed on God, he will keep them in perfect peace. God has granted us peace, and one of the greatest things that we can experience in this life is peace. And that's one of the greatest things I've experienced, is peace. Because that peace from Jehovah is the only thing that really sets us free. You know, when we know and have confidence that God is with us and he's leading us, we don't have to be afraid, we don't have to be worried, we don't have to act or respond or be like people in the world, but we can really take our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our life, everything, we can really take to God and get our answers from God, and he will give you the answer, so that you're walking around with great power and authority. You're walking around led of his spirit and not of your flesh or your five senses or your opinions or the way you've been brought up or any of those things. Like, everything back to God and what God says, and then he brings us to be fruitful, then he brings the fruit from us, you know, and he gives that fruit that's everlasting. So, yeah, just keep your heart and mind on God today. Keep trusting Him and looking to Him. Like, don't be weary and well-doing, you know, God says. Just keep looking to Him, keep moving, and enjoy it. Enjoy this life with God. Enjoy that you have the creators of the heavens and the universe as your dad, and you have direct access to Him, and you're able to go to Him for anything, absolutely anything. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to position yourself in a place of loneliness, because God hasn't called His children to be lonely. He's called us to be warriors in unity, full of faith, unmovable, unshakable, declaring this good day to be the day of the Lord, and then expecting only good and great things. So, yeah, this was on my heart this evening. God bless you all, and have a wonderful evening, day, and night, wherever you are in the world.